Sometimes in business, you just have to take a bet. And this is one of the hardest things for entrepreneurs to do. I was thinking about this morning because we just launched a new campaign for a challenge that I'm going to be running in about 2 weeks called the Business Breakthrough. And I've historically always run challenges to warm traffic. And this is the first time we're testing it with cold. And I decided to put 25 grand of spend on the back of this campaign. So I wake up today and we're spending $1,800 a day on paid traffic. And my nervous system had a little bit of like a freak out moment. And I noticed I was like going into first thing I did when I woke up this morning, because the campaign's turned on at like 12 a.m. this morning. I noticed the first thing I did when I woke up was my mind wanted to go into analyzing all the numbers, even though it's only been 8 hours, and checking our landing page. And suddenly I was noticing my mind asking these questions like, do we have the right headline? And maybe we should tweak the upsell page. And it's interesting to notice this as an entrepreneur, because in moments where I'm called to take a leap, which is kind of just like a daily occurrence in being an entrepreneur, there are moments like this where it's a little bit more acute. There's always this tendency to want to seek safety from the outside and to try to create safety and certainty through optimization, through control, through can I create a scenario in my business where everything lines up perfectly so that I can feel safe on the inside. And knowing how to navigate these moments, it's a big part of the work I do with entrepreneurs. It's the ability to, for me, it was this morning, put my hand on my heart, connect with the part of me that's feeling like scared, like, wow, this is a big leap. Can I create safety internally within myself? Can I restore that sense of safety inside? Can I create safety in a way that's not dependent on the external feeling solid? And then I can be in the unknown and I can test and I can try and I can experiment and I can fail and I can learn. So much of my own journey through entrepreneurship has been this move from external safety to internal safety. From let me try to rearrange things in my business so that I can feel okay, to can I feel okay inside myself? And then my business can be this playground and this place where I get to explore and test and try. So many entrepreneurs are gripping their business so tight because they need it to feel safe. They need things to feel solid and secure and consistent and predictable. And the truth about entrepreneurship is that it's not that. Especially when you're scaling a business, so much of what you're doing, you're testing new models, you're trying new things, you're experimenting, you're running different marketing. And so your ability to tolerate uncertainty on the outside is a direct result of how much safety you equate to the external versus the internal. And shift that relationship with safety from outside to inside, then you can have a lot of fun. And you know, you might still notice, just like I did this morning, like those moments when your nervous system flares up a little bit. That's normal. That's what it means to be human. But in those moments, you'll know what to do. You'll have the tools to be able to navigate those moments more skillfully. So rather than collapsing into fear-based action, into trying to restore that sense of safety on the outside, which is one of the biggest reasons people's launches fail. It's the biggest reasons people struggle with paid traffic, because they freak out. They start changing things and pulling things and tweaking things. You can shift that relationship and watch as your business becomes more stable, ironically, as a reflection of your internal state. This is a big part of the work that we do inside the Collective Mastermind, which is a space for established entrepreneurs who are scaling their business from the inside out, integrating grounded strategies. So I'm helping you with things like paid traffic and dialing in your marketing so you can generate more leads and sign more clients. And also, how do you master the inner game? And how do you bring both of those together so that your business grows in a way that feels more easeful, more peaceful, less stressful, less overwhelming, less like you're gripping it so tightly, and more like you're just floating downstream. I'd love to have a conversation with you if you're feeling called to explore what it would be like to work together. You can tap the link down below. There's a link to an application page and submit that app, and I'll reach out personally if it feels like there's alignment and we can have a no pressure conversation and explore what's next for you. Hope you found this helpful today. Where are you creating safety from the outside, or trying to create safety from the outside, and where are you creating it inside? Just notice as you move through your day today, where is safety an external thing? Where is safety an internal thing? Talk soon.